But now at 10:15, it's time for The Archers.
Lizzie, you're back.
Hi, Nigel.
Oh, it's great to see you. Mwah. Are you sure you're better?
I'm okay.
It's been horrid without you. Mrs. Plumridge said I look like an abandoned hamster.
Must be the cheeks.
Oh, I need some caffeine. Want some?
No, thanks.
We had a bit of a bash at Piers last night. That's why I'm slightly on the tardy side this morning.
Ah. See, I leave you alone for a couple of days, and this is what you get up to.
A good do, actually, Lizzie. Well, you would have enjoyed it.
I doubt it.
We had a spot of steeplechasing. Me and Charlie were going down the hallway like Jorrocks on Desert Orchid.
Here, have a read of this.
Oh, what is it?
Copy for the new brochure.
Are you sure you're all right, Lizzie?
Positive.
Only you don't look too brilliant.
Well, neither do you.
No. Well, we took a nasty tumble on the chaise longue. Poor old Charlie did her wrist in.
Just read it, can you, Nigel?
Yes, sorry.
That bit's going under the long shot of the hall.
Hmm. It's very good, Lizzie.
I think it's an improvement, don't you?
Definitely.
At least it doesn't make the place sound like a rest home for old donkeys.
Yeah, I wrote that one.
Don't give up the day job.
Are you sure this isn't a bit too tabloid?
Nigel, I thought you wanted to get the punters in. I can easily rewrite it like the parish magazine.
No, you're right. It's fine.
Morning.
Sheila, you're just in time for coffee.
Oh, I won't stop. I just thought I'd drop in that sale catalogue.
Oh, bless you.
I had to come over this way anyway. I'm supposed to be calling on one of our retired tenants.
Well, go on, have a coffee.
No, I'd better not. Sorry.
Well, thanks, anyway.
Okay, any time. And how are you, Elizabeth? Feeling better now?
I'm fine.
Good. There seems to be a really nasty one going round at the moment.
You know me. Takes more than a stupid old bug to keep me down.
I wish you'd come and cheer Cameron up.
What?
He's in a foul mood these days.
Well, what's that got to do with me? I'm not responsible.
Well,
if you don't like it, tell him yourself. Don't come running round here.
Lizzie.
I'd better be going. I'll see you, Nigel.
Oh, hang on, Shula.
Sorry, I meant to have been at Mr. Hooper's 10 minutes ago.
Shula, I'm sorry.
That's all right, Elizabeth. You can't help being a pain.
Oh, me and my big mouth.
Look, why don't you take a couple more days off, Lizzie?
I'm okay.
Oh, don't worry about the brochure. It'll wait till next week.
Honestly, I'm all right.
Well, you don't look all right. There's no point in being a martyr.
I'm not ill, Nigel. I'm pregnant.
What?
You know, carrying offspring, falling down. Pregnant! Do you want me to do you a little drawing?
Oh, Lizzie.
Morning!
How's it going?
You come to check up on me?
Just seeing everything's okay.
I think I can manage to plough 20 acres of old grass.
Oh, yeah? So why's the front furrow too wide?
Come off it.
It is. Look at that.
That's nothing.
It's a good 4 inches out.
Never.
Let's shift it over a bit. You pass me that spanner, will you?
There's nothing wrong with it. This isn't a competition, you know.
Well, you might as well get it right.
Well, if you haven't got anything better to do...
I'll end up with an uneven seed bed. That's 10% off the yield.
Rubbish.
Bang goes the profit.
If I'm late finishing, it's going to be you cooking supper.
Oh, good. We'll have chicken curry.
Yeah, straight in the microwave.
Well, at least it won't end up in the rubbish bin.
They're about as much like Indian food as baked beans, those things.
What's Usha going to do about this talk, anyway? Chicken out?
She can't now.
Better than conning everyone she's a cook.
She'll have to stick to theory.
Oh, very useful. Try this theoretical onion bargee. Sorry it looks like a Chelsea bun.
Right, can I get on now?
Yeah, give that a try.
Oh, here's someone else coming to check up on me.
Ah, well, you can show him what an amazing job you're doing.
How come everyone on this farm's got time to go around watching everyone else?
Management prerogative.
Do you reckon there's any chance of management seeing to the young stock for a change?
Ooh, doubt it. Could set a precedent, that.
I thought so. See you later.
See you, love.
There's nothing wrong, is there?
My dad. No, just making a few adjustments.
Ah. Oh. She seems to be making a decent job of it anyway.
Well. No news about Red House Farm, I suppose?
Nothing this morning.
Well,
I can't see them losing the sale for the sake of a few months.
Frankly, I'm past caring.
Sorry?
Wouldn't bother me if I never did any business with that man again.
What's up, Ted?
Nothing. Take no notice of me. It's just one of those days.
Yeah, well, I know he's not exactly being cooperative.
Quite.
Be ashamed to lose it, though. It's not bad price.
It's turning over quite well, this bit of ground.
Yeah, not too bad.
Always was easy land down here. Boys' land, your granddad used to call it.
Yeah.
Do you know, I can remember ploughing this field with old Blossom and Boxer in harness. Oh, however many years ago can that have been?
Fair few.
Plodding along behind them with the brasses jingling and the plovers bobbing about on the ridges.
Sorry, Dad, I'm going to have to get back.
I don't see so many plovers these days. Wonder why that is.
No idea. I'll see you later, Dad.
Oh, no, just a minute, David.
Yeah?
Look, have a look across there, will you? Is it my imagination, or are those front furrows too big?
Hello, Ruth.
Oh, hi, Jill.
Finished the ploughing?
Yep. I'm dying for a cup of tea before I start the milking.
Join me, then. I've got the kettle on.
Well, if you're making one.
Shula's popping in on the way home.
Fine. I'll just drop this thing off.
Actually, I was hoping for a quick word.
Oh, this flaming top link must be designed for Jeff Keats.
Did you see our entry in the yellow book?
The garden scheme.
That's it.
Yeah, it was good. Oh, especially the bit about the rose garden.
Well, that seemed the best feature.
Oh, come on, you blighter.
There'd be quite a lot of people wandering around Brookfield on the day.
Well, let's hope so, anyway.
The thing is, we want to make sure the overall impression's right, not just the garden.
You want the place spick and span?
Within reason. I know it's a working farm, but if we could just try and keep things tidy.
Point taken, Jill. You notice how I'm parking this plough nice and straight?
Yes.
Oh, that's if I ever manage to get it off.
Look, I hope you won't take this the wrong way.
I think it's shifting.
Good.
Oh, last.
It's about the bungalow.
The bungalow?
Please don't think I'm criticising. I'd be quite happy to do it myself.
But you'd like us to tidy up the borders.
Well, yes.
I couldn't agree more. We were only saying the other night we ought to do something.
I know you're both busy.
Well, we'll get out there at the weekend.
Thanks, Ruth.
Well, we mustn't let Brookfield down the street.
Here's Shula now.
We'll get a load of bedding plants nearer the time.
Don't go to a lot of trouble.
It'll be a treat to see some colour along there instead of those dandelions.
We can let you have plenty of bedding plants.
Can you? Great.
We always end up with far too many.
Right, I'll just go and park the tractor. Hi, Shula.
Hi, Ruth.
I'll be back in a minute, okay?
Fine.
How are you, Mum?
Why do I feel I'm walking on eggshells whenever I mention the bungalow?
Oh, that's what it's like talking to Cameron at the moment.
Oh, him.
Tell me, have he and Elizabeth had some sort of bust-up?
Why do you ask?
Well, they're both in such a filthy mood. Elizabeth blew up over practically nothing this morning.
Oh, I expected to pass. Let's go in and have a cup of tea, shall we?
Can I get you one?
No, thanks, Dad.
Well, one small sherry won't do you any harm.
I don't want one, thanks.
All right. How was your day?
Okay.
Nigel still got big plans?
It wasn't Nigel's plans we were talking about.
Ah, you've told him.
I didn't mean to. It just sort of came out.
Oh, well, he had to know sometime.
Yeah.
How did he take it?
You know Nigel, like a rock as usual. I could see he was upset, though.
Good chap, Nigel.
You didn't used to think so. You said he was immature and irresponsible.
Well, people grow up.
Anyway, at least I've got my job for as long as I want it.
Good.
He'd probably even organise a creche if I asked him.
More to the point, what's Cameron intending to do?
He's still thinking about it.
What on earth's he got to think about? It's a simple matter of facing up to his responsibilities.
Oh, Dad.
Well, the man's sharp enough when it comes to business. Where the hell's his sense of priorities? That's what I'd like to know.
Look, if you're going to get heavy about it...
Oh, no, don't go, Elizabeth.
I'm getting enough hassle, Dad. I don't need any more.
No, of course not. I'm sorry.
Let's leave it, shall we?
If that's what you want.
I do.
This music's nice.
Vaughan Williams.
Reminds me of Grandad.
Really? Well, I can't think why.
I can just see him walking through his ewe flock on Lakey Hill. You know, like he used to, with Bess at his heel.
Yes, I remember.
I loved going up there. He used to sit me on his shoulders and ask me if I could see America.
Yes.
Sometimes I really thought I could.
Well, I shouldn't say this, but I always felt you were his favourite.
Hey, Grandad. Wish he was here now.
We're here, Elizabeth. Your mother and I. You know, we'll support you whatever you decide.
I know, Dad.
Yeah. You mustn't take any notice of me flying off the handle. It's your happiness. That's all that matters. Yours and the little one.
Thanks, Dad.
Supper will be about 10 minutes.
Oh, fine.
How about pouring me one of those, Phil?
Yeah, all right. Oh.
No, don't worry. I do it myself.
Sorry, Jill.
You are a chump. I told you not to walk all the way down to Midsummer Meadow.
I'm just a bit stiff, that's all.
What am I going to do with him, Elizabeth? He takes absolutely no notice of me.
Oh, he's okay.
Well, it's too late to change him now, I suppose.
I wouldn't want to change either of you.
And we wouldn't change you, would we, Phil?
Of course not.
I don't care what Cameron says. I'm going to love this baby.
You don't have to marry him. I've told you that.
Yes, all right, sir.
But she mustn't feel she's under any pressure.
I don't, Dad. I'm going to do what's best for me and the baby. For me and the baby, that's what's important.
That's how you input your catch details. Then, at the end of the month, there you are. It shows you what to restock with.
Good Lord.
You can analyse the data any way you want. Now, that's average daily catch for each size range.
Huh. It's amazing.
And there it is, broken down for the months of the year. So you can work out your cash flow.
Will you tell me when someone's walking with the fish stuff down there, will it?
I'll work on it.
So all I've got to do is put the catch details in.
Well, if I'm around, you won't have to worry about it.
Oh, we're back on that again.
The question is, are you going to give me the job?
I'll think about it.
What you said last week.
Here we are.
Oh, good. Put them down there, can you?
Goodness. That looks complicated.
It's dead easy, actually.
I see, it's to do with the trout lake.
Well, what gave it away? The caption saying fish?
No need to be sarcastic.
Sorry.
It does everything but pay the money in the bank, Jenny.
I think we can handle that. Yours is the one with the spoon, Brian.
Oh, thanks.
Have you decided where you're going to get these fish?
Not yet.
What about that fish farm at Waterley Cross?
Well, we need to get a few quotes first.
Well, I'll do that.
Why, Mum?
I'd like to get involved. It's exciting.
Well, if you want to.
I ought to go and look at them. Surely we want to know where we're getting our stock from.
Well, yes.
You write down exactly what we want, Brian, and I'll phone round.
Fine.
I mustn't stop. I'm going to the meeting.
What meeting?
Well, at the church, the county archaeologist's report.
Oh, that.
Wondered if you'd like to come with me.
Sorry, I'm working this lunchtime.
Oh, so you are.
I expect we'd have heard if they'd found the Holy Grail.
Well, I'll see you later then.
Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Since when has she been interested in rainbow trout?
Oh, it's all fairly predictable. She got keen on oilseed rape once.
You're putting me on.
No, really. We were off to farm demos halfway around the country.
I don't remember it.
It wasn't long after she did that book with John Tregoran.
Oh, that.
They seemed to spend an awful lot of time together on that project.
Oh, Dad.
So, if she's getting interested in rainbow trout, I suppose we ought to be glad.
Yeah.
Now we've heard the facts, perhaps it'll put a stop to some of these rumours.
Oh, let's hope so.
I gather there's some wild stories going round.
Mr. Fullen reckons it was Cora Lawson Oak's signet ring.
Oh, honestly. Who makes them up? That's what I'd like to know.
Somebody with too much time on their hands.
That's what comes of being secretive.
You got a point there.
I've asked Robin to say something from the pulpit. Let's hope that'll be the end of it.
It's funny when you think, though. All these years the church has stood here It's still turning up surprises.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Ah, first it's them timbers under the bell tower.
I've forgotten about those.
Well, now you think of the ringers that must have pulled and sweated over the top of that lot. And they never had the slightest notion.
What's the betting there's a few more secrets to come out yet?
Oh, ah, sure to be.
How's that garden of yours, Uncle Tom? Got your sweet peas in?
Oh, just hardening them off at the moment.
Well, let's hope you get another show like last year.
Now, between you and me, I reckon they're going to be better.
Oh.
Ah, but I'd appreciate it if you'd both keep it to yourselves, though.
Well, yes, if you'd rather.
Of course we will.
And we want a few surprises on the day.
It's not meant to be a competition, you know.
You try telling Mum that.
Oh, has Bert Fry said anything about his sweet peas?
Not that I've heard.
Oh, I don't suppose he got them out yet.
I've no idea.
Oh, well, there's another decision we're going to have to make.
What's that, Phil?
I've just been talking to the archaeologist. He wants to know if we're going to put our find on display.
Well, it's only a bit of old pot.
It just happens to date back to the 14th century.
Well, I'd say give it to Borchester Museum. What do you reckon, Jill?
Perhaps we ought to discuss it at the PCC.
Well, he was saying he prefers this sort of thing to stay in situ where possible.
I wonder if he'd be interested in our old timbers.
What timbers?
Well, the ones we found a couple of years ago, under the belfry floor.
Oh, I shouldn't think so.
Perhaps I'll have a word with him. Excuse me, will you?
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
I shan't be a minute, Jill.
Oh, no.
It's not my fault Mr. Fraser's had a bust-up with his girlfriend.
Is that what you said?
Well, we didn't have to. He's desperate to get her on the phone.
Oh, she won't be there today. She's gone off with Nigel.
Oh, has she? Oh, I wish I'd known.
They're looking at a stately home somewhere.
Oh, could have saved myself a lot of hassle.
Oh, well.
Right, well. I'll have the same again, please, Debbie.
Orange juice?
Yeah. Oh, where is he? Trust Neil to be late the day I get off early.
So you, never found out what the panic was about, with Cameron, I mean.
Oh, you're joking. I don't know what his business is all about, let alone his love life.
Right.
Spends half the day on that telephone, and hardly any of it's to do with the estate.
There you go, then. That'll be 65 cents, please.
All right, thanks.
All right, I'll get that.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Mr. Forrest, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, I'll have a half a sugar, Debbie, please.
Righto.
I wasn't going home for me dinner, but I reckon I need a drink out of that.
What's wrong
with
there, Uncle Tom?
Oh, I'm going to put my foot in it, that's all.
Oh, dear.
Just been up the church. You heard about the meeting?
Yeah, Mum said.
Anyway, I thought the bloke might be interested in them old timbers.
What old timbers?
Well, nobody knows about them. It was all hushed up, you see.
Oh, I know about them. They're under the tower, aren't they?
Ah, that's right.
It was when the floorboards got smashed 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Well, somewhat like that.
That's 1:30, please.
Ah, I know that. There you are.
Thanks.
It was in September, I remember that.
That's right. And nobody said nothing because we didn't want them digging it all up.
So it all got swept under the carpet?
Under the floorboards, more like.
I can't say I was all that happy about it myself, but Mrs. Antrobus would insist. Jerry Buckle, of course.
The great St. Stephen's cover-up.
Well, you could say that.
We'll have to call it Altergate.
Well, it ain't covered up no more. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag.
Good thing, too.
Well, I thought he'd be interested.
I bet he was.
She'll think they'll want to excavate the place now.
Oh, really?
But I don't reckon you'll say anything. I told him we didn't want no fuss.
Brian?
Oh, just in time. Chuck me a couple of bales, will you, Jenny?
Sorry.
But don't make me come all the way over there.
All right. Two, did you say?
Yeah. And you put two or three of them in the other lot.
Brian, I'm just going out.
I'm a bit short-handed this afternoon. Got all the chaps on the grassland.
I told Mum I'd be there at 1:30.
I thought you wanted to be involved.
With the fishing lake, yes.
Well, you can't pick and choose.
I'm glad Debbie's getting so interested.
You know she wants to stay home next year.
Well, I gathered she wasn't too keen on going back to Exeter.
She'd be jolly useful with the riding if it takes off.
She hasn't got the experience, surely.
Well, it wouldn't take her long to learn. She's a bright girl.
I don't like the idea of her giving up her degree.
Neither do I. But if she's made up her mind...
Can't you talk her out of it?
Why me?
Well, you've only got to say the job wouldn't suit her.
Well, I think it would, though, once she's learnt the ropes.
Where do you want these other ones?
Just chuck them over the side, can you?
If it's a manager you're looking for, I'd be quite happy to do it.
You?
Well... sound so surprised. I do know about horses.
Jenny, this job's going to take commitment. Can't have someone who's running up to Felpisham every 5 minutes.
That's not fair. I've hardly been out for a week.
Really? Hadn't noticed.
Don't you think it'd be good for us to work together more?
Would it? Why?
Well, if you don't want to, then...
Come on, let's face it, Jenny. You never be particularly enthralled with farming.
That's not true. What about rare breeds? The Jacobs and all the times I've helped with the lambing.
Yes, when it hasn't clashed with your social diary.
Brian.
I'm not criticising. I realise that's how you are.
People can change.
We'll see, shall we?
I was thinking... Why don't we go out and talk about it over lunch one day?
Good Lord, not another invitation.
Oh, getting an old cynic.
All right, we'll do it.
Oh, good. I'll book somewhere then.
Right. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd better see how the chaps are getting on.
Aren't you going to litter down these bullocks?
Well, you can handle that, Jenny. It's pretty straightforward for a management candidate.
But, Brian, I...
I'll see you at tea time then.
Oh, thanks.
There we are.
Oh, thanks, dear.
I tell her you're here.
Oh, no, leave her. Let's have a good soak.
I don't suppose she'll be very long.
Where's it they've been? Gloucestershire?
Yes. She was pretty exhausted when she came in.
Oh, well, she needs to relax then.
Actually, I'm glad you popped round. Gives me a chance to say thanks.
What for?
You've been a good friend. We appreciate that, Phil and I.
Oh, I haven't done much.
You've been there for her. That's the main thing.
Mm. She's got a lot of guts, as Elizabeth.
I suppose she hasn't said anything about Cameron.
Jill,
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked.
I really don't think they've decided anything yet.
No.
I'm sure they'll tell you as soon as they've worked something out.
Well, she knows she's got our support, whatever they decide.
And how's Uncle Phil coming along?
Oh, not too badly. He's worried about Elizabeth, of course. That doesn't help.
No, it wouldn't.
Cameron!
Good evening, Mrs. Archer. I'm sorry to trouble you.
That's all right.
I wondered if I might have a word with Elizabeth.
Yes. Of course, come in.
Good evening, Debbie.
Hello.
Sit down. Can I get you some coffee?
Not for me, thanks.
I'll pop up and tell her you're here. She's in the bath.
Ah.
I shan't be a minute.
And how are you, Debbie?
Fine, thanks.
Are you here to see her as well?
I was, actually, but it's not important.
Oh, good. I was rather hoping I might persuade her out to supper.
That'll be nice.
I've been trying to ring her all day. There doesn't seem to have been anyone in the office.
Oh, they've been out, seeing a stately home or something.
Her and Nigel, I presume.
Well, yes.
He's got a very odd way of running a business, that young man.
I think he likes to make it fun.
I suppose it's just a hobby with him. No doubt things came his way without him having to work too hard.
I wouldn't say that.
Fortunately, I wasn't born with that affliction.
I'm awfully sorry, Cameron. She says she'd rather not see you tonight.
What?
She's very tired. I'm afraid she doesn't feel up to it.
I've been trying to contact her all day.
I'm sorry. I really don't see what I can do.
No, well, it's not your fault.
I'm sure she'll be in touch with you. Perhaps when she's had a good night's sleep.
Yes. Let's hope so.
Oh, I don't reckon he's here, Tom.
No, that's the trouble with builders.
He's left quite a mess behind him.
Ah, look at all them scaffold poles.
And I'm afraid it'll get worse if they're going to start ripping out the floor.
Oh, do you reckon it'll come to that?
Oh, Jim Bannister seems to think so.
Jim Bannister?
Oh, sorry. He's secretary of the Diocesan Advisory Committee.
Oh.
And apparently the archaeologist went straight back and put in a report.
Yes, and I told him to keep it to himself.
Well, it's out now.
Thanks to me and my big mouth.
I only wish I'd been at the meeting myself. If it hadn't been for that call-out.
Yes.
Well, at least I'd have had some inkling what was going on. When Jim came on the phone with a story about historic timbers, I thought he had the wrong parish.
I'm sorry. We should have told you.
And this all came to light 2 years ago. Am I right?
Somewhat like that. They were doing repairs to the clock. I wonder, too, where the floorboards got broken.
And that's when you found them?
Sticking up out of the ground. Oh, you could see as they was old.
And you decided to say nothing?
Well, it was Jerry Buckle's idea.
But you all agreed.
Well, all except Linda Snell. and I must admit she was against it from the start.
Well done, Linda.
Well, we thought they were going to rip out the floor, and we didn't want that.
I know how you feel. Here we are, spending all our time saving heritage. What we ought to be doing is saving souls.
Ah, that's about it.
Still, it's out of our hands now. No doubt the DAC will move in its usual mysterious way.
Ah, I dare say it will.
Anyway, I must be going. I've got a herd health visit at Little Crossley.
Look, do you fancy a look at them timbers?
Well, I'd love to. Can I get Jason to take up a couple of the floorboards?
Ah, I'll do that.
What's this, then? Looking for more antiques?
Morning, Eddie.
Worth anything, was it?
Oh, not much, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, better luck next time.
Now, if you'll excuse me. Cheerio, Tom. Eddie.
Cheerio, then, Robin.
Yeah, see ya. So what was it, eh, Tom? Or is that still a state secret?
It was a bit of an old drinking vessel.
Oh, I've got it. The top off Jerry Buckle's hip flask.
Sometimes I wonder about you, Eddie.
Why wouldn't you talk to me?
I wasn't in the mood. Sorry.
Come on, Elizabeth. I was leaving messages all over the place. Not once did you bother to ring me back.
I didn't see there was anything else to say.
What do you mean?
You made your feelings very clear last week.
Well, I've been thinking about that.
Yes?
Perhaps I may have given you the wrong impression. I'd hate you to think I didn't care about the baby.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
No, nothing could be further from the truth. In any other circumstances, I'd be absolutely delighted about it.
But it's not convenient at the moment.
Do you think I like telling you this? I hate it.
You haven't actually changed your mind, then.
I can't. It wouldn't be fair to you or the child.
So I was right. There isn't anything else to say.
I'll be frank with you, Elizabeth. Things aren't too rosy in the business just at the moment.
No, they're not for anybody.
I've told you about the investment consultancy in Crieff.
Yeah.
Well, between you and me, the cash flow is looking a little wobbly.
What's that got to do with our baby?
It means I can't possibly afford to take on another commitment. It would be irresponsible.
You make it sound like a business plan. It's our child we're talking about.
Believe me, I know that.
All right. So you've got business problems. We'll work them out together.
Only it were that simple.
Well, let's make it that simple.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. There's really only one sensible course of action.
Don't say it again, please, Cameron.
But I'm right, though.
Of course you're right. It's a perfectly rational management decision.
Elizabeth, please.
Why didn't you send me a fax? Advise you get rid of baby. Regards, Cameron.
Oh, you're not trying to understand, are you?
I understand, all right. I understand very well.
Here, I want a word with you.
Oh, what the hell do you think you're doing?
I want to know why you're sending Shula Arch around to spy on us. Harassment, that's what it is.
Have you gone mad?
Excuse me, I think we've said all we need to say.
Elizabeth.
It's all yours, Joe.
No, Elizabeth, please.
Bye, Cameron.
I didn't mean to interrupt nothing. I could have waited.
Get out of here, Grundy. Just get out.
You have to pour it back. I want a glass of red wine.
Red wine?
Well, I'd better be off. I started imagining things.
Oh, very funny.
I'll say cheerio then.
Yeah, see you, Tom.
Bye, Uncle Tom.
Hey, keep your eyes open. You might find the crown jewels come off the back of a lorry.
I'll look out for them.
Are you serious about the wine, Eddie?
What's the matter? Don't I qualify? You have to read a big paper and buy your pants in Underwood.
No, that's what you want.
I'm trying to get a taste for the stuff. Seeing as we'll be drinking a lot of it soon.
Oh, yeah?
Buying a farm over there, ain't we?
Really?
Yeah, somewhere south there, it's hot.
Oh, great.
No more cows, no more pigs. We're growing sunflowers for the common market.
Mm. That's 150, please.
50? You get a litre for that in France.
You better go there for your lunch, then.
Oh, bloody daylight robbery. There you are.
Thanks. Eddie... What about you were saying to Uncle Tom about the vase?
Yeah, that's what they found up the church. Bit of old pottery or something.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that cobbler's about silver goblets. A load of old rubbish.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
Oh! Oh, this stuff okay?
That's not what he was saying in here.
Who wasn't?
That archaeologist chap. He came in here after the meeting.
And?
No, I better not say.
Oh, no, go on.
Well, I might have misheard or something.
Well, let's hear it any road.
Well, don't you less than I told you this. But he was talking about gold sovereigns.
Coins, you mean?
Yeah, right back to Charles I, apparently. You reckon they've been looted from Netherbourne Hall?
Who, boy?
Oh, you breathe a word of this.
Oh, I swear.
Well, someone in the Earl of Essex's army. He probably hid them in the churchyard when he'd come back for them.
Then he went and got killed.
Well, there was a skirmish at Hassett Bridge.
Well, I never.
Now, they don't want every fortune hunter in Borsetshire over till they've had a chance to excavate, do they?
Gold sovereigns, eh?
They call this a free country. That's a laugh, that is.
Who's been rattling your cage?
I'll give you two guesses. Guess a point for goodness sake.
Go on, get it.
There you are, Joe. That's the one I prepared earlier.
What's the matter with it?
Nothing.
How much?
Oh, you should know by now.
I ain't paying full price. That's second hand.
Oh, come on, Eddie.
Oh, blimey, Nick. That's better.
I'll have a pack of them pork scratchings and all.
Well, hang on. I'll have to get some up.
That's no worry.
So we've been upsetting you, then?
Cameron, Bloomin' Fraser, well.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
I've had Shooter Archer on the blower this morning. She only wants to come out snooping.
What for?
So she can do a report for the new tenants.
What new tenants?
In case we don't come up with the rest of our rent and he chucks us out.
Talk about dancing on our grave.
Yeah, well, I hate to say this, Eddie. You could be right about France.
Yeah, told you, didn't I?
There ain't no future here. Not with old Locke Sporran running the estate.
There's somewhat to cheer you up. What would you say if I could lay me hands on a bit of ready cash?
I'd say tar very much, and what are we standing about here for?
I thought there must be someone about.
Robin.
What wonderful blossom.
It's damson.
I thought so.
It's exactly the same age as me. Gran planted it the year I was born.
Ah.
Were you looking for Dad?
Yes, he doesn't seem to be about.
Oh, he's probably popped over to Hollowtree.
I gather he's having some respiratory problems with the calves.
It could have been.
I'll take a look at them. I know where they are.
He shouldn't be very long.
Nothing wrong, is there, Elizabeth?
No, why?
Just a feeling. Must be the weather.
I'll tell Dad you're here.
I'm a good listener, you know. Or so my clients tell me.
I suppose you've got the ear of every Frisian in the county.
Fair few of them. They also know I'm very discreet.
I'm sure you are.
Well, if there is anything, you know the number.
Yeah. Thanks, Robin.
Right. I'd better go and investigate this calf shed. Bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Hello, Debbie. Lovely day.
Great, isn't it?
Good day for planting a damson tree.
Hi, Debbie.
What's all that about?
Oh, nothing. Did you see Cameron?
Yeah.
Same line, eh? Identical. Except this time it came sugar-coated.
What a rat. Well, you're better off without him.
Maybe.
How's Nigel?
I'm not sure.
He's certainly giving you a lot of days off.
I don't think he can handle it.
What do you mean?
It's not the same. Well, he used to have a good laugh. Now he's just polite.
Oh, he's getting used to the idea, that's all.
No, no, it's not that. It's as if he's distancing himself from me somehow. He's just businesslike. You know, like we've lost the friendship. Do you know what I mean?
You can say what you like about the French. They knows how to look after the small farmer.
Yeah.
Wouldn't get no hassle from the landlord over there.
Yeah.
Come to that, we wouldn't have no landlord over there.
Right.
What do you mean, right?
Eh?
Take them blimmin' things off your ears.
Come here, I'm getting a signal.
You can't go digging here, you daft idiot. There's some poor old soul buried down there.
I've come over a bit far, ain't I?
I was trying to tell you.
There's definitely metal down there, though.
Maybe the poor old devil got buried with his Zimmer frame.
What's right under the yew tree? That's the sort of place they'd have put it.
I reckon we're wasting our time.
Nope. I've got it on good authority. There's Cavalier Gold in here.
Ah, good. Cavalier Gold. You've been looking at William's videos again.
Oh, shut up, will you? I'm going to have another go.
Cavalier Gold. That'll be the day when we get summit for nothing.
Please, Dad, I'm concentrating.
Only thing we're going to get is a notice to quit.
Hey, Eddie. What?
Take him off a minute.
Hey? Oh,
going on? What's he doing here?
He's the blooming vicar.
Here, shove this thing behind the tree.
I knew this was a daft idea.
I've lost me line, Ferret, okay? We was just clearing them burrows over the back.
Well, you ain't going to fall for that.
You just leave the talking to me.
Oh, yeah, this'll be a laugh.
Had any luck, then?
How do you mean?
With the metal detector.
Oh, well...
I ought to warn you that anything you find remains church property. Still, I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, of course.
My dear, I don't think you're likely to find much.
Oh, what about them gold sovereigns?
Sovereigns? All we found was a piece of medieval pottery.
Oh, that's not what we was told, is it, Eddie?
Nope.
Well, I hope you remember what day it is.
What day is it, then?
Good hunting.
Don't talk.
Cavalier gold. April Fool's gold.
Oh, kill Debbie Aldrich. I'll stick the dartboard over her head and push her nose through the double top.
You'll never learn, will you, Eddie? You could live for 100 years and still be just as daft.
Here's your change, my dear.
Thank you.
Now, there's something else I've got for you. Here we are. Perhaps you see that this gets in the next parish magazine.
What is it?
It's about me opening up my garden to the public.
I can't use this.
Why not? It's all typed up, like you said.
I think this comes in the category of political material.
Oh, it isn't political. All I'm doing is telling the village of my plans.
I'm sure they all know by now.
I thought, when other people read it, they might want to join in and do the same.
What are you trying to do, Martha? Start a dissident movement?
Of course not.
Will you ruin the whole event?
It's a free country. Folks can do what they like.
Sorry, I'm not prepared to accept this for the magazine.
But you've got to.
It's too contemptuous, I'm afraid.
Afternoon.
Oh, Cher, good afternoon.
Afternoon, my dear.
All ready for tonight, are you?
Well, as ready as I'll ever be.
We're so looking forward to it. I've a feeling there's going to be quite a turnout.
Well, I hope they won't be disappointed.
Of course not. It's going to be fascinating.
Actually, I was looking for the chocolates, Mrs. Woodford. You know, special ones for a present.
Over there, my dear, top shelf.
Oh.
Right. We'll see you later then, Usha.
Fine.
Don't worry. I'm sure it's going to be marvellous.
Here, what about my article?
Sorry, Martha, it's not suitable.
Of course it's suitable.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hello, Mrs. Antibus.
All ready for tonight?
Yeah, thanks.
I'll be taking this up with the vicar, you know.
You do that, Martha. Bye.
Bye.
Censorship, that's all it is.
What's this, Usha? Someone Thursby?
It's for Mark and Schuler, actually. They've invited me over for supper.
Good.
I think the idea is to stop me getting too nervous.
You don't want to be nervous, my dear. Not with us.
We're a friendly lot, aren't we, Martha?
Yeah, of course we are. Well, most of us.
Have you got another box of these chocolates?
I'll have to have a look out the back, my dear. Shall we a minute?
What time do you want me to put the food on tonight? Oh, I should think about 15 minutes after I start.
Okay.
It's mostly light savouries. Samosas, kachoris,
the best potato we can offer, eh?
They may not learn a lot about cooking, but at least they'll taste the real thing.
You can tell them the theory anyway.
Oh, I'm not doing that. I've decided.
You're not?
My subject's a taste of India. I thought I'd go for a radical interpretation.
Sorry I was late.
That's okay.
I wasn't bored. Yeah, so I noticed. Who was she, anyway?
Her name's Melody. I met her on the train. We've been together all the way from Bridgewater.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, she only lives over Waterley Cross.
Well, we didn't have to rush away. Could have waited for her lift.
No, she didn't mind.
What's happened to chivalry, eh?
Come on, Dad. Do you really think I wanted you hanging around in this?
Oh, so that's it.
Well, old man's got a Volvo estate.
Straight down to basics, eh?
I know these things are meant to go on forever, but ours is getting embarrassing.
Oh, sorry. I'll hire a Jag next time, just in case there's someone you need to impress.
Good idea.
I mean, I'd hate to think I'd ruined your chances.
Don't worry, Dad. I've got a phone number.
Ah, have you?
So how's things at home? No more disasters, I hope.
What do you mean, disasters?
Well, you haven't managed to put the loader through the side of the dairy again.
Sure. You're not going to let me forget that, are you?
Look, if you need any more building work done, I'm red hot these days.
Been doing a course?
Been doing the real thing. Just put up new carving boxes.
What do you mean we've just put them up?
I mean us, the boys. All the concrete and block work anyway.
Ah, very handy.
Well, it could be.
You thought about what you're doing next year?
I've got an idea.
Your mum thinks you should go to sixth form college. Do your A-levels.
I don't want to do A-levels.
So, What have you got in mind?
Well, farming, of course.
I knew it. I told her.
Have you seen the coursework I had to get through? Honestly, I'm sick of all that.
Well, if you don't want to stay at school...
I don't. Definitely.
Have you thought about block release courses?
I've thought about it.
You know they do organic farming at the Worcestershire College?
Yeah, I saw the stuff in the careers office.
Well, if you went there, you could spend the rest of your time working with me.
Hey, Dad, what do you think about the idea of the milk board changing to a voluntary co-op?
Nervous. It's worse than addressing the Birmingham Law Society. You'll be fine. Whatever this little surprise is.
It seemed like a good idea last night. Suddenly I'm not so sure.
They'll love it.
I hope so. Has there ever been a riot at the Ambridge WI?
I gather it got pretty hairy when someone told Prue Forrest a chocolate cake was dry.
I'm not planning to be that controversial.
Good.
Now then, what have I forgotten? Cassette player? Props?
What's in there?
That's a surprise.
A good idea. Keep them guessing.
If people knew what they were in for, they'd probably go home now.
Don't be daft.
Crib notes? Yep.
Ladies! Ladies, please! Can we make our way back to our seats, please?
Too late to do a runner.
I'm afraid so.
If you could put the snacks in at about 1:45.
Okay.
At least if they get some good smells, they might not feel so cheated.
Come on, it'll be great.
You are going to talk about your patties, are you?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Woodford.
I used to have terrible trouble with mine. Joby liked curries, you see, but he couldn't touch rice.
Right.
They're meant to come up like footballs, aren't they? Well, I could never get mine to do that.
Oh, dear.
Miss Gupta, would you care to come up to the front?
Good luck, Lucia. Thanks.
Of course, I don't do my curries these days, but they stick in your mind, don't they, these things?
If you'll excuse me, Mrs. Woodford.
Yes, of course, you get on. I should be listening carefully.
Good.
That's it. Now, this way. Ladies, can we settle down, please? And now we come to the main part of our evening. Can I introduce our distinguished speaker, Miss Usha Gupta? Miss Gupta has kindly agreed to address us on the subject of A Taste of India. And before I hand over the platform, I feel I must, on your behalf, compliment her on her wonderful outfit that she's wearing tonight.
Thank you.
And now, without more ado, can I introduce Miss Usha Gupta?
Good evening, ladies, and may I say how honoured I am to be here tonight. Now, I know you're expecting me to talk about cooking, but I wonder if, to begin with, I can interest you in a rather different flavour of India. Your chairman was kind enough to refer to my outfit. This is, in fact, the most popular form of dress among Indian women. It's made up of a tunic or a kameez. And the shalwar, a sort of trouser. Many of you will see parallels in current
fashion. Have another one, Mrs. Antipas.
Oh, no, I mustn't.
And have you tried the sweetmeats?
Well, perhaps just one, then.
I think it went all right, don't you?
She's marvellous. She's just the best speaker we've had this year.
If you knew how nervous she was.
Silly chump. Why didn't she tell me about the cooking?
Don't ask me.
Yes, it is. Lovely. Oh, Ruth, I meant to ask you, is Elizabeth all right?
Elizabeth? I think so.
Only I saw her at the doctor's. She looked rather run down.
No, I know she's been off work for a few days. A flu, I think.
Oh, well, that's it, I expect.
Yeah.
She's usually such a live wire, but she obviously didn't want to talk to me.
Well, she's definitely back at work.
Good.
Quite honestly, I don't see that much of her these days. I think I spend half my life in that Milton parlour.
Well, as long as you're enjoying it.
Most of the time, anyway.
If I have to tie this sari once more, I think my arms will drop off.
Well, everyone, so fascinating.
You enjoyed it?
Very much indeed.
And you don't think anyone feels let down?
Good gracious, no.
Oh, that's a relief.
Oh, I can assure you, my dear, we wouldn't have heard applause like that if it hadn't gone down well.
Well, I was going to take it all from books, but it seemed almost fraudulent. Me standing there talking about cooking.
You've got a point.
So I thought, why not talk about something that really interests me?
Well, it certainly worked.
I think I covered the subject, sort of.
Absolutely.
As long as everyone's happy.
What fascinated me was hearing all about Bhangra dancing.
You'd come across it before?
Yes, in Africa.
quite a big Indian community where we were.
Ah.
I had no idea it was connected with harvest.
Oh, yes.
Not all that different from our own folk dancing when you think about it.
Yes, that struck me too.
Ah, there you are, my dear.
Oh, Mrs. Woodford, I'm sorry.
Before.
You came to hear about cooking.
Oh, never mind about that. I thought you were very good.
Thank you.
To tell you the truth, I was never all that keen on curries. It was my joby, really.
Right.
Of course, I'd like to find out a bit more about your patties. But to be honest, I can't see me ever making them again anyway.
Roger, this isn't fair. We made an agreement. How can I if you're going to keep ringing me up every 5 minutes? Darling, please. Oh, Tuesday, yes, that'll be fine. Any idea what time you... Well, somebody'll be here. Thank you, goodbye.
Any chance of a coffee, Jenny?
Time you were getting ready.
It's only 1:30.
I booked the table for 1:45.
That's ages yet. Come on, put the kettle on. It's jolly cold standing about in those stables.
I didn't want to get late.
Who was that on the phone?
Oh, the garden centre. They're delivering those chairs on Tuesday.
Oh, good.
So what did Chris say? Did she send you away with a flea in your ear?
Well, she's rather frosty to start with.
I'm not surprised.
I think she saw the irresistible logic of my argument.
Brian, you are so arrogant.
Well, it's true, though, Jenny. There's no reason why we should be cutting each other's throats. There's enough business with both of us.
You hope?
She might do jolly well out of it. Can't be livery work we can't handle in the end.
It's a good line, I'll give you that.
Anyway, it's going to happen eventually, whether she likes it or not. Assuming the off-the-road riding is as successful as I hope it's going to be.
Good.
And no doubt she'll have a whinge to George. The terrible unfairness of it all.
Oh, Brian.
But in the end, what choice has she got?
Oh, gosh, all these new enterprises. Isn't it exciting?
Certainly different from watching sugar beet grow.
Would you like me to do the budgets?
That's all right. Debbie will take care of that.
She may not be here.
Well, she'd better be. I told Chris one of her jobs might be training, Debbie.
You said you persuaded to finish her degree.
I said I'd encourage her, and I did.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it.
I can't force her to go back.
Even though she's going to regret it later.
Jenny, we're not clairvoyant. All I know is she wants to work with me, and frankly, I'm jolly glad.
I see. So that's the end of it, then.
Don't sulk, Jenny.
She always did take more notice of you. Oh, John.
Hi, Auntie Jen. Uncle Brian, in?
Hello, John.
Hi, Uncle Brian.
Good Lord. You in training for the Borchester Marathon?
Just keeping in shape, that's all.
I'm making some coffee. Would you like some?
I'd rather have a squash.
Oh, right.
And what brings you dashing over here?
I was wondering if I could ask you a favour. It's about next year. Here we are, Lizzie. One decaffeinated.
Thanks. Stick it down there, can you?
How's it going?
There. What do you think?
Yes.
You don't like it?
I didn't know we were using that photo.
Well, for heaven's sake, Nigel. We went through the pics on Monday.
But we discarded that one, if you remember.
I didn't.
Well, we were going to use the one looking down from the wood. It gives a better view of the south elevation.
Okay, it's your brochure.
Lizzie.
Don't worry, I'll do it again. Can't have you dissatisfied, can we?
What's the matter, Lizzie?
Nothing.
Are you feeling okay?
I wish you'd stop asking me that. It's not an illness, you know.
Sorry.
Just because someone gets annoyed with you doesn't mean they're in some awful state. It could be that you're infuriating.
It probably is.
Well, then.
Is the coffee okay?
How do I know? I haven't tried it yet.
I mean, does it look too strong?
No, it looks fine.
Good.
So, how did you get on at the bank?
Not bad. Well, the usual lecture about the size of the overdraft, of course. But it's all a ritual dance.
Is it?
Oh, definitely. Still, I try and look grave. He likes to see me penitent.
Got to keep the bank manager sweet, eh?
Absolutely. I think it's what's known as financial control.
That's what it means.
Actually, I thought we might invite the old boy over to dinner one night. Him and his good lady.
Good idea.
Get out the Wedgwood, have Mrs. Plumage waiting on. He'd love all that.
Why not do it in the hall? That would impress him.
Yeah, why not?
What about hitting him with the corporate entertainment idea? Could be just the moment.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I tell you what. You soften him up with the vintage port, then I'll whip out the cash projections.
Actually, I was thinking of asking Penny.
Oh, I see.
Well, you know what a scream she is. She'd have them both in stitches.
Yes, I'm sure.
Still, it's something to think about. Thanks, Lizzie.
I'd better get on with this layout.
Don't have your coffee first.
No, I'll make a start.
Look, you don't have to do the layouts, you know. But they've got a perfectly good chap at the printers.
Don't you like my layouts?
Of course I do.
So why don't you want me to do it?
I didn't say that.
Maybe you'd rather I didn't come in at all if I'm that incompetent.
Oh, Lizzie.
I tell you what, why don't you offer the job to Penny? She'll soon put the place on the map.
Lizzie! Oh, no.
John?
Oh, hi, Pat. Yeah, I think he's gone for a run.
He's keen?
Yeah, too keen. He's meant to be helping me feed the young stock.
I've been thinking about the ice cream. You know, we were thinking about selling it in the high street.
You're going to ask me to stand there in a straw boater? Forget it.
I've had a better idea.
You're going to stand there in a straw boater?
Why don't we try it out at some sort of tourist venue this Easter?
Where, for instance?
Well, the obvious one. Lower Loxley Hall.
Nigel's?
It's the obvious place. Always get a good crowd over the holiday.
True.
It'll be better than standing outside Felbisham Building Society.
Worth thinking about.
It is, isn't it?
Still, I'd better get on. There's 22 heifers bawling for this.
I don't know whose ice cream he's doing at the moment.
No.
I bet they've never tried to market it properly.
Look, there's another fork there if you fancy giving me a hand.
Sorry?
Nothing.
Maybe I'll pop over there later on.
Oh, no. What do they want?
Is that John with them?
John? Why should it be?
No, it is him. Don't say he's had an accident.
Let's not jump to conclusions. He looks okay to me.
Well, what's the matter, John?
Hi, Mum. Uncle Brian wants a word with you.
We're not stopping. We're just off out to lunch.
Okay for some.
I'm going to be working at Home Farm next year.
What?
We didn't actually say that, John. What I said was we'd talk about it.
Oh, it's okay, isn't it, Mum?
What about your A-levels?
I told you, I can't stand any more of that.
We'll leave you to it. It sounds like you need to discuss this.
Yes, all right.
I mean, the last thing we want to do is cause any upset. Isn't that right, Jenny?
Oh, absolutely.
All I'm saying is if John really wants to work for me, I could probably find an opening. But it's up to you, of course.
Yes.
Right, we'd better be going, Jenny.
Yes, okay.
I mean, pop over and have a chat about it sometime. When you've got things sorted out.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Cheerio, then.
Bye.
Bye.
See Uncle Brian, Auntie Jen.
And what the heck do you think you're playing at?
Well, how do you mean?
If this is some sort of joke, it's not funny.
It's not a joke. I want to work at Home Farm, that's all.
Of course you don't. You know what sort of operation he goes in for?
It'll be good experience.
But you don't need that sort of experience. It's big business, not farming.
I don't care.
Why didn't you talk to us about it first, John?
There's no point. I had to find out if there was a job going.
Well, you certainly made us look like a couple of worries.
We could do a lot worse than take him on for a year or so.
He's jolly keen.
He'll be cheap, too.
Oh, Brian.
We've got to think of that, Jenny. You can't afford to be sentimental these days.
Well, he'd be learning anyway.
He wants to see some scientific farming for a change. Sensible, that.
Did you see Tony's face? I wanted to burst out laughing. Was a bit naughty, though. He should have told them first.
I can't work Tony out sometimes. And do you reckon he still believes in that organic claptrap?
Of course he does.
Was he too pig-headed to admit he's made an almighty cock-up?
You really are an old cynic.
Come on, Jenny. He doesn't make enough on those vegetables to pay his drinks bill.
I'm getting quite hungry, aren't you?
So? What's this place like, anyway?
I've had good reports from Robert Snell.
Whatever that's worth.
Doesn't really matter what he's like. It's a chance for us to have a nice chat.
Fine.
We don't spend enough time talking, you and me.
Don't we?
No, we don't. And now we've got all these new enterprises.
You're not bringing me out to talk about gross margins and cash flows.
Don't be silly.
Only I'd have brought my laptop if I'd known.
We need to sort out what it's going to mean to us as a family.
I hope it'll mean we're better off.
But how are we all going to work together?
Oh, I shouldn't worry about it.
But I want to be involved, Brian. Like I used to be.
Have you sorted out that list of fish farms?
No, I haven't quite. I just need a couple of days.
I meant to tell you, I've got an old chum in that business, a chap called Monty Beresford.
Really?
I'll give him a ring this afternoon. He'll give me the lowdown on rainbows.
So you don't want me to do my list?
I don't see the point, really. Thanks for the offer.
Why are you trying to shut me out, Brian?
It's not your thing, Jenny.
We always used to work together in the old days. Remember?
Well, that was before you found an outside interest, wasn't it, darling?
Sorry?
If you're getting bored with it, you can't automatically assume there'll be an opening for you at home.
Brian, I don't quite understand you.
Anywhere there, aren't we? Isn't the place along here somewhere?
It's quite warm now.
Oh, hi.
Mind if I sit down?
It's your bench.
Thanks.
Chris?
Oh, not just at the moment.
I was just looking at your peacocks. Ridiculous birds, aren't they?
I suppose they are, really.
I mean, they're so obvious.
Totally.
You couldn't invent a tail like that. It's completely over the top.
If they break their tail feathers, they sulk. Did you know that?
Perhaps it would be better if I left.
That's up to you.
It's never going to be the same, is it?
I don't see why not.
Shall I tell you what scares me most about this baby, Nigel?
All right.
It's making me invisible. It doesn't even show yet, but nobody's seeing me anymore.
How do you mean?
I used to know who I was, right? When people said something, it was Elizabeth Archer they were talking to. And now suddenly everyone's different.
I'm not different.
Oh, yes, you are. You're very different. And Cameron's different. Everyone's different.
Are you saying it's not all right with Cameron?
Of course it's not all right with Cameron. He wants this baby about as much as he wants a summons for bankruptcy.
Oh, Lizzie.
What's the matter with you all? I'm the same person, aren't I?
I just thought... Oh, never mind.
I know. You thought that Cameron and I were going to settle down together and live blissful, happy lives with the baby.
I hope so.
Because it's a nice kind of place you live in.
Sorry.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh, hang on. I'll get rid of her.
No, don't do that. I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah, honestly.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Splendid.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Pat.
Don't blame you for sitting outside, especially somewhere like this.
What can we do for you, Pat?
Well, actually, I've got a little business proposition. Have I come at a bad time?
Well, we have got a couple of things to discuss. Look, would you mind awfully waiting in the office?
No, of course not.
I'll only be 5 minutes.
Fine.
Then know where it is?
I think I can remember.
Well, see you in a tick.
Hey.
I think I'd better leave.
No, don't.
You want me to work out my notice?
I want you to stay, Lizzie.
What's the point?
The point is I... Oh, Lizzie.
Nigel.
I'm always going to be here, Lizzie. No matter what. You can depend on that.
The Archers was written by Graham Harvey and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Joanna Toy and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn.